be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be with you.
Also with you. Let
us pray. Oh God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers. The rabble among them had a strong craving, and Israel also wept again and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt. For nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at." Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, all at the entrances of their tents. Then the Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servant so badly? Why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive all this people? Did I give birth to them, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom, as a nurse carries a sucking child,' to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where am I to get meat to give to all this people? For they come to weeping to me and say, 'Give us meat to eat.' I am not able to carry all for this people alone, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you are going to treat me, put me to death at once, if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my misery." So the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tent of meeting and have them take their place there with you. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. But they did not do so again. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad. And the spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent. And so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Epistle James. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain for 3 years and 6 months. It did not rain on the earth. And then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sin. Here ends the reading.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
According to Mark.
John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him. For no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good. But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. As we read in today's opening prayer, O God, grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure through Jesus Christ, who reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. As we meditate on today's scriptural lessons, I've asked myself, who in today's lessons might be running to obtain God's promises? Who's out there running to obtain God's promises? Certainly not members of Moses' grumbling congregation of Israelites. In fact, Moses becomes so frustrated with them that he begs God for mercy. The people obviously are not running to the promised land. They're getting bogged down in the problems of the desert. In response, God anoints, that is, he gives some of Moses' spirit to the 70 elders chosen to help him. But not all of these 70 go to the tent of meeting. 2 of them, Eldad and Medad, had the audacity to remain in the camp. Yet all 70 of them were registered and received the gift of prophecy. But we're told the 68 in the tent prophesied only once. Whereas we assume that the other 2 in the camp just kept on prophesying. I wonder, could it be because the 2 in the camp were actively engaging with the people while the others were off communing just among themselves? I don't know. Maybe. Well, glory be, Joshua saw this and had a fit. He went to tattletale on the 2 to Moses. What we have to understand here is that in the Mediterranean culture of the time, groups gathered around a leader, and the group members pledged and displayed loyalty to that leader. Yet it seems Eldad and Medad were off doing their own thing. Although Joshua tried to get Moses to stop them, Moses would not. He said to Joshua, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." This Old Testament lesson is a fitting introduction to a similar problem in today's gospel reading. Here the disciples were chagrined that someone not from their group, was casting out demons in Jesus' name. They tell Jesus they tried to stop this person because he was not following with the rest of us. But Jesus says, do not stop him. Whoever is not against us is for us. And anyone who does an act of mercy, such as giving a cup of water to someone who thirsts in the name of Jesus Christ, will by no means lose the reward. In other words, those who do acts of mercy are the runners, and they'll be partakers of the heavenly treasure. In both of these scriptural lessons, we observe a problem about group identity. In both instances, the group wanted total obedience, total identity, total loyalty to the group. This is not good, says Jesus. This is the wrong way to go about living. We need to be independent enough so that each of us can discern what God is calling us to do. Today, we seem to have a similar problem in the United States with over-identification with given groups. At times, our elected officials seem so polarized into two opposing political parties that they don't seem to get much accomplished. As Jesus points out, we each will be judged independently for our decisions and actions, and not on whether we were 100% loyal to any group. Another of Jesus' sayings in today's gospel is, if any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you to be thrown into the sea with a great millstone around your neck. I can never hear this read and not think of the children who have suffered abuse at the hands of church authorities, both lay and ordained. In my experiences as pastor, I witnessed the long-term effects in the adults of their sexual abuse when they were children. Unbelievable. Most victims never completely recover. Some only are able to deal with the abuse decades later, and some are still unable to share what happened with anyone. And the little ones of which Jesus speaks are not just children, but he was probably talking to his adult disciples. In response to this last week's Senate hearings, it is comforting to learn that telephone calls to the sexual abuse hotline went up 147% after Dr. Ford's testimony. Her honesty has prompted sexual abuse victims to seek help. But the situation for both Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh is grueling. It's hard, to say the least. How good it was to learn late Friday that a compromise of sorts had been reached because one member of the Senate, who still remained loyal to the group, had the courage to take an independent stand and ask for a short delay in the proceedings. In my opinion, the senator was salted with the fire of the Holy Spirit and help bring peace, at least for a while, to a tumultuous situation. We can only pray that the Spirit will move the people and the situation will be resolved peacefully. But the good news in today's gospel is that Jesus believes we can do it. Jesus believes that with God's help, we can have the salt in ourselves and work together to be at peace with one another. St. Paul urges the same thing in another way. For Paul, to have salt in ourselves meant to work up a sweat, striving, running to obtain a reward. Paul thought of this as an athletic contest in an arena. But Paul also in Philippians says, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, this is Paul, press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul kept running despite floggings, despite shipwrecks, despite all of the abuse that he took. He says still in Philippians, indeed I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. At the end of the day, at the end of our lives, this is the only prize or reward which really counts: knowing and embracing Christ Jesus. As many of you know, yesterday we buried our friend and parishioner Larry Wagner, who, though he eventually lost both of his legs, he never stopped running towards Jesus. I close with the last line of the Rock of Ages. While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyelids close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let all of us hide ourselves in thee. Amen.
Will you please stand with me and profess your faith by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 10 in your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one Holy Catholic God,
the prayers of the people. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body and mind or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list. For Margaret, Steve, Nicole, Courtney and JR, Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Jane, Ryan and Haley, Teddy, Richard, Regina, Irene, June, Michael, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed and Pat, Doug, Alberta, Tom, Jane, Tony, Zach, Chuck Nierzy, Michael, Claire, Georgina, Joyce, Russ, Sarah, Bill, in your mercy. Send your spirit upon this congregation and its leaders to call a new rector and prepare our hearts to receive this person. Lord, in your mercy. Turn us unto your ways, O God, and grant us courage to encounter new paths. Lord, in your mercy. Turn us unto your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's need. Lord, in your mercy.
We pray for those victims of the earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia and for the families of those who have died.
We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Ann Fouquet, Bree Sargent, Margaret Ann Curtis Taylor, and Judy McKeon. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom.
We remember especially Larry Wagner.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. The table, I want to express my gratitude to just about every single person in the congregation who pitched in to present a really beautiful service and reception for Larry Wagner and for the people who attended his funeral. This took an inordinate amount of work, and I appreciate every single person who helped out. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks for us.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For by water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
God, for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us back into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go forth in the name of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.